It is not always easy to keep peace in the Empire, even at the best of times. The Emperor himself certainly can't be everywhere at once, and of course, honorable judges and lawyers cannot be expected to patrol the streets at the midnight hour. Therefore, it falls to the Imperial Army to take up the slack, and it is these individuals who often make up your average town or even city watch. These fine folk might not always be skilled in the intricacies of imperial law and diplomacy, but they often don't need to be. It is simply enough to keep order on the streets, to stop fights and brawls as needed, and of course to bring in known criminals and lawbreakers who threaten good townsfolk and civilians. Then it's up to the judges and the courts to actually judge the crimes and conduct the necessary investigations. True, the fact that sometimes some extra coins are needed to incentivize the watch to do their jobs a little better is sometimes a little inconvenient, but it is totally natural. After all, it's not like they earn a lot of coin for their service, and that, of course, is a tragedy I truly wish we could figure out a way of solving. This is Red Moon role-playing. The night continues in Bogenhafen, and our three travellers are having a rather strange evening. Things have rapidly developed in directions they were not expecting. Siegfrieda, you are standing before this building, this apparent law office, surrounded by four members of the watch. They are shining their torches around everywhere in confusion. After all, you said your friends were being assaulted at this very location, but at this moment in time, as you look around, there's no one here. You saw some people running off as the watch arrived, but now everything is deadly quiet. The watchmen are looking around the street, looking confused. One of them comes over.
Right, miss, so you said they were being attacked here, or some people ran off. Where are your friends? What are their names?
Does that matter, exactly? The attack was happening here. You saw the people running off.
Yes, well, where are your friends now? They're not here. Where were they attacked? Could be her.
So, can I see any trace of where my companions are or were?
No. You're looking at the building. It's completely dark and empty, and you're looking around and... Wait, you think you do see something. Kruger, you darted off very quick into the night, but you did stop for a moment just to look behind you. You see that Heinrich isn't following you. He stopped and he's doing something, looking over something behind you. As you notice this, you also noticed down the street in front of you, so on the other side of this building, you're at the back, Siegfried is at the front. You can see her looking in your direction, surrounded by four members of the watch. What do you do?
First of all, I try to make sure that there's nothing else around us that's, well, that might be threatening. Do I see anything?
No, nothing. You look around, you realize the people who were here just a moment ago all seem to have run off. In fact, it occurs to you that as soon as you jump down from the building, they kind of looked afraid of you almost. Interesting.
Yes, and very disconcerting. There must be something more going on here. I can't even... I hardly even remember what happened. It was all so intense. But... something's definitely not right with Castor Liebering, whoever he's supposed to be, and whatever he's involved with. Well, I don't want to rush off alone into the night here, and better meet up with my friends again. So I think I'll... Well, obviously I don't want to meet up with the town guard if I don't have to, so I'll first of all see if I can catch up with Heinrich and see if he needs any help.
Do you make any gestures towards Siegfrieda? She can see you in the dark just.
I'll just try and signal that it's all clear, just kind of wave to her.
Siegfrieda, you see Kruger behind the building, or at least a street behind the building, just giving you a wave in the dark. What do you do? None of the guards are looking in that direction.
Okay, I will turn to the guards and say, clearly the ambush has, I guess, resolved itself before we arrived, or maybe our arrival disturbed it. But I do think it's probably in your best interest to continue pursuing the people that ran off.
The guard gives you a bit of a look, huffs and says, "We'll do a little quick perimeter of the building, ma'am, but if you are fine and your friends are fine, then no, we're not going to just run off into the street after some thieves."
You're not going to run after thieves?
Have they stolen anything? Who even are you? At this point, another guard comes over and starts shining a torch to his face. You merchant's daughter? Someone actually important? Or just... no offence, you look a bit like a traveller.
I reach into my pocket and hold up that sigil I was given at the guild house.
We'll look around the perimeter. But, oh, I'm sorry, you expect the four of us to run around the entire district looking for thieves that may have gone anywhere?
Well, how about this, fellas? Go to the end of the street, and if there's still anyone down there that seems to be lurking with intent, you can do your job, and if there isn't, you can go back to drinking. It's obvious that this is about as far as our relationship is going to go, so I'll bid you a good night and thank you for coming with me this far.
It's a bit of muttering, but then they nod, and you'll see they do start at least splitting up in twos, starting to head round the perimeter of the building. Heinrich, you are in the dark. Granted, at this point, there is a green light about you. You look up and see that the moon, the chaos moon that is, Morsleeb, is shining nice and full in the air. It's green light casting at least some illumination. Looking down at this body, again, it's dark. You can't really see lots of details. You can smell blood, and you can definitely see what looks like an intestine hanging out of a location it probably shouldn't be. What do you do?
I'm immediately reminded of an accident back on the riverways. Someone had fallen off the boat as it was docking and been crushed between, and that kind of wound takes me back to a place that I haven't ever really wanted to go. But despite the revulsion, despite the discomfort, I know I saw something on that rooftop, and the way that the, I guess, the inquisitors or the guards, the people who were chasing us, the way that they have talked about chaos, that's too many answers that I need for me to turn away from this corpse and what it might have on it. So I'm going to pinch my nose, approach, and I hope I can rifle through his pockets before the nausea hits me.
You begin trying to rifle about this person's corpse. It's rather unpleasant. You hear a squelching sound. It's like, what's happened to his torso? It seems like it's been brutally slashed at, but by a very large sword or blade, like a claymore or claws. It's quite erratic, but it has perfectly ended this individual's life. You think also his neck's at a bit of an odd angle, but that seems more explainable. He did just fall from two stories. He is clothed in some ruined leather armor, destroyed, it seems, by these wounds. Big, thick traveler's cloak, big hood. Again, you see, just in the dark, a little bit of the shape of his face. There's a crossbow somewhere. I think you can just squint and see it. It's fallen from him. But interestingly enough, you feel some sort of satchel. Yes, he's wearing some sort of very tight satchel underneath all his clothing. The sort of satchel that would keep important things perhaps very close to someone's body.
Well, I rolled a coolness roll just to see, and I did not do well, so whatever I do next is going to have to wait at least until the retching stops. But following that initial rise in my stomach and the slow hacking cough as I swallow it back down, I'd like to reach into my own belt, pull out a knife, and cut this satchel off of him. I think I'm also going to take the crossbow, if for no other reason than it was pointed at me recently, and I don't know, it's like a weird, not sentiment, but in a negative way.
Well, you go to pick that crossbow up. Not a bad weapon, although such things do require a bit of training. So if you don't have the training, you're going to suffer quite badly trying to fire one of those. At least, well. And you get the satchel. It's a weighty satchel. There's some stuff in there. You also then notice at this point, torches. Two torches are beginning to come in your direction. The watch. They haven't seen you yet, but they're starting to come down this road.
Oh, I have no intention of sticking around. I'm not searching this here. The second I have these two things, he will not catch me next to this eviscerated body having to explain what happened. I think the last thing I said to Kruger was that we should meet back at the inn, so I will dart away from the direction I saw Kruger go. Best for us to be heading in two different directions, and then attempt to circle my way back towards the room we'd rented.
Well, as you begin stepping away, you might find that Kruger is suddenly right next to you. Kruger, you found Heinrich. He was just about to start heading away, and you've run back into him.
Do I also see these approaching torches?
Indeed you do.
I look at them, I look at the body, and do I see anything of interest on it? Anything that we had better take? Or...
Well, you are going to have a closer look, and those guards are coming.
Then it's time to go. I just look to Heinrich. Shall we get out of here?
Hold the satchel up. No need for words. I'm just gesturing down the nearest alleyway.
All right. I think Siegfrieda has also run. She's going to be fine. I begin rushing off then towards the inn, where we will hopefully meet up, all of us.
In that case, it's just you, Siegfrieda. Did you also decide to just start walking away and heading back to the inn?
Yeah, I didn't want to stay in the company of these guards, especially if they were going to find something that put us in trouble. So once they start walking off toward the building, I will slink off into the darkness with the intention of getting back to, I think it's the Journey's End, isn't it?
Indeed. And as you do so, slinking to the darkness, you'll just hear in the distance the sound of whistles and someone calling out, "Wait, where's that woman gone? Your friend! Your friend!" Before you move away into the dark. And 20, 30 minutes later, you all arrive back at the Journey's End Inn. Here, people are in their merry, drinking, dancing. After all, it isn't actually that late just yet, just going 6. You think the festivities will still be going on for at least another hour before people start retiring to their bedchambers. You all sit by a table. What do you do?
Well, that was an adventure, wasn't it?
It was a bit of a disappointment, though, wasn't it?
Well, I don't know in full what occurred other than someone trying to accost me with a crossbow, and I'm not going to say I told you so, but there was something amiss from the very moment we were invited to that place, that you were. And frankly, we should be thanking our gods that we are here now to perform a post-mortem on the situation, not us.
Fortunately not on us. It could have ended like that. It was definitely some form of trap. They really are looking for this Castor Liebering figure. He's really important to them. But then, what actually happened? Did you see... What was it that killed those people, Heinrich?
Heinrich is staring down at the table for just a minute, trying to collect his words. It's the face that says, "Well, you're not gonna believe me," before casting a glance to his left and his right, making sure this isn't the moment that the waitress has decided to come over and check and see if we'd like drinks, and say, "Was something monstrous. I only saw a silhouette, but the size of it, the way that it cut him down, I mean, God, the wounds, it was... Maybe there's more to this chaos thing than we believed."
Yeah, perhaps it's not all just stories. I don't know what to do. It seems like, I mean, this is what we were supposed to do. We were supposed to come here, we were supposed to bring the documents, we're supposed to get our money. That was supposed to be it. Now what do we do?
Well, I don't know the answer to that question right now, but... And then I'll reach into my jacket and just kind of open it forward a little bit so they can see the satchel. I found something on the scene that might have, I don't know, one more answer, points in the right direction. I don't think this is the right place to go rooting through it, but it's the best I've got.
Definitely, I'm interested to see what would be inside, if it could help explain why these people were after us. After me.
Well, I mean, there's no doubt about it. They're going to know about your companions being us at this point.
I'm afraid it might be tricky to get out of this now. There might be others coming, and they will come for me, for sure. And most likely for you as well. So...
Well, I don't know if you recall, but it was a couple of days ago I did offer to perform some light adjustments to your appearance. If you wanted to.
And that was a very kind offer. I do like the way that I look, to be honest. And
Oh, yes, you're a very handsome man. I am just suggesting I can almost guarantee that any wounds... won't get infected. Almost.
Now see, it's that almost there that gets to me.
Well, it would be irresponsible of me to claim to be a god when it comes to medicine and surgery.
It might be a little premature. If you'll recall, it's not that our friend looks like Caster Lieberung where the problem really took off. It's when we started telling people. Honestly... This might be the kind of thing we can just keep our heads down, stop bragging so much about being a chaos sorcerer, apparently. And, God, I don't know what we do next, but presumably they wouldn't be hunting us at that point?
I agree, but we were being hunted before we got here. And we hadn't mentioned back then who we were. If I recall, we were trying to keep our heads down, but I... It seemed that the caster among us was still being identified. It was only today where we started really proclaiming the name around the place, and yes, that did backfire, I will confess, and some of that was my doing, my suggestion, but I do agree. I think we are too deep into this to extract ourselves cleanly. We either need to eliminate the people hunting us, or, and I put out my other hand, we need to find a way of communicating with them to clear the air, as it were, and make it clear that we have nothing to do with Castle Lieberung, and this is all a horrible mix-up. All we have is a look-alike... And I'm fairly certain we will be able to prove that you are not him. When subject to... if these are inquisitorial types, I'm sure they'll have lots of tests for you. But hopefully we won't have to reach them. Those kinds of tests.
Yeah. See, the only thing is that I'm afraid that they might just kill me. So that would be the safe thing to do, you know? That's what they were trying to do before.
Oh, they don't always kill, though. It's not always, you know, drownings and burning. Sometimes they'll just pull out fingernails or pull you apart of the joints to get confessions. I've heard about these Inquisitors. They have various methods. So death isn't a guarantee if we approach them calmly with a reasonable offer.
Yeah, but maybe there's another choice rather than being tortured or killed or maimed. Maybe... Could there be something in this satchel? I mean, maybe hold some kind of answer.
I think that's one of our only options.
If nothing else, we can put the conversation about having our fingernails and joints pulled apart, belay that until we know.
And I suppose we'll try to open the satchel then, trying to not show off what's happening to everyone in the inn. Is that possible?
Well, at this moment in time, yes, just opening a satchel isn't a crazy thing to do in an inn, and again, people are dancing and drinking. And so, lightly opening it, you will see it is full of letters, pieces of paper, a small brown book, some scrumpled up notes, and all of them have lots and lots of lovely writing. You know what that is, Kruger?
I do, and I look to Siegfrieda, and I put on my best smile. Looks like you have some reading to do.
It's been a while since I've read anything new. I'll put my hand out.
I'll just slide the satchel across the tabletop towards her.
How will you do this, Siegfrieda? Again, just looking inside is suspicious, but if you were to start dumping out every single thing in there and putting it all on the table, well, yes, people would notice that.
How much... apologies. How much would it cost to get a room here?
Room cost, you were told, was 10 silvers. Although, due to your negotiations earlier with the innkeeper, maybe you can get that down to 8 silvers.
Well, very well, then. Let's pay up front, get a room, and, if they've still got any, given how late it is, and we will do our little exploration in privacy.
Mm-hmm. I will part with the money.
Indeed, in which case you are able to head upstairs and get yourself a room.
Well, this is a little better. Let's have a look at this paperwork. I'll dump the satchel out on one of the beds.
You're the only one of us who has any idea what those letters mean or what order they're in. So I think at this point Heinrich's just going to fold his arms, lean against the wall, and wait for Siegfrieda to start making the aha noises.
Well, in that case, Siegfrieda, you now have all the time to begin looking over these documents. That's what they are. Letters, documents, notes, there's a little brown book. You decide to start with the letters.
I clear my throat as I examine the paperwork in the candlelight, and I start reading.
So you pick up one of the first letters. For the personal attention of Herr Adolphus Kufstos. My dear Herr Kufstos, you may recall a certain conversation we had last year in the Hook and Hatchet Inn in Null. I am pleased to inform you that your theories were correct. Through my own investigations, I have finally been able to get you a name for your mysterious Magister Impedimente. Castor. Castor Liberung. I do believe this is linked to the Liberungs of Nuln, a defunct house at this point, alas. But they did indeed seem to have one final adopted son who inherited the crumbling merchant estate. I do believe this is our man. I have been able to, within my own expertise, forge the documents required for your plan. This Liberung did, after all, have a relative somewhere in Oopsreich. The inheritance, of course, is safely in the hands of the Imperial Treasury. But, with a few favours here and there, this forgery should be able to fool even the most observant of individuals, enough for your trap to be sprung. I wish you good luck in your hunting, Adolphus. May this heretic soon feel the righteous justice of Sigmar himself. I do leave the rest in your capable hands. Your humble, obedient servant, Q.F. And that ends the first letter.
Well, it looks like we've found something pointing the Inquisition toward our Herr Liberung, and it seems even less likely that we may want to imitate him.
Yes. Nuln. I'm from Nuln.
Maybe you're... I hate to put a shock on you. I suppose this kind of thing comes rather naturally to me. Have you ever considered that your parentage may be in question?
I mean, I grew up on the streets. Did I even know my parents?
No, you did not. You've been an orphan since you were a baby, as far as you know.
Could I actually be related to these people? Huh. I wonder if I was the lucky one, ending up on the streets then, with, well, my relative brother, ending up the way he did. Chaos? Ugh. I just shake my head.
Okay, what else do we have in here?
There is then a note. This is written far less nicely than the thing you just read. Far less an official letter and more almost like a scribble. Target sighted. package delivered. Place observed. You were right, Adolphus. You were right. They took it. Let them deliver package. Tracked them down, interrogated, tortured, and killed. Middenheim was the destination. He has been hiding there. The forgery is on its way. I'm sure I don't need to tell you that Altdorf is likely the place he would go on the way from Middenheim. Best situate yourself there. Payment, as usual, don't be late. And this is not signed by anyone, this note.
And who did you say the previous one was signed by? It was addressed to Adolphus, wasn't it?
It was addressed to someone called Her Adolphus Kufstos, and it was from someone called QF.
So there is the possibility that someone is very confused right now, because of course the Lieberung, the real Lieberung, was killed, wasn't he, in that carriage. And we don't truly know the cause of that. There were those mutants there, although they seem to be... I don't know whether they were responsible or whether they were just there by happenstance. Everything happened very quickly, admittedly. So there could be an assassin that thinks he's already killed Castor Lieberung. But then there's this talk of a forgery. Do we think that that's referring to an article, or do we think that that's referring to a person being you?
That's a possibility, I suppose. Huh. I'm trying to make sense of all this. Does it make sense? I mean, the where it was traveling from? Where traveling from Middenheim? I mean, we came from Middenheim, right?
Yeah, that's the... We followed the same route as that carriage was.
Yeah.
Roll intuition, Kruger. Give yourself a plus 10.
That is 16 under 53. So that is 4 success levels.
You were heading down that road. That is the fastest way. If you were in Middenheim and you wanted to get to Altdorf and then to Bogenhafen, you would take a carriage down that road. And forgery. Wait. The first letter says the forgery is very... something about it being very good, something about a fortune currently in his imperial emperor's safekeeping. You're remembering that when you were looking around that law office, you found absolutely nothing. There was nothing there. It was just almost a standard building, maybe a house of some kind.
It was a trap. It was a trap from the beginning, but not a trap for me, but the trap for Castor, then, who met his fate on the road. And I just happened to be traveling the same direction. The same time. I mean, I don't know about fate, but it sure feels like this must be more than just a coincidence. I just shake my head. I'm trying to make sense of it.
There is a bit of parchment next, Siegfried, if you wish to read that. This one you need to unfurl. It looks like at one point it was sealed by a big red seal, but that has of course been broken. Again, the writing is different. Slightly neater than that note, but not the same, at least you don't think so, compared to that QF letter. This is very good work, Adolphus. This is excellent progress. Even getting an image of this man we've been hunting for so long is wonderful. As you know, the Purple Hand are insidious. They have eluded our grasp for so long by being so goddamn hard to find. But finally, this one bastard has revealed himself. Yes, we weren't able to get everyone in Nuln. Yes, they escaped. But this is gold. I approve of your plan. Be careful, and when you have them, bring them to me. You will soon get justice, Adolphus. And remember this, even if something should happen and you should fail, we now have their face. We will find them, and they will bring down the Purple Hand for us, and then hang themselves for Sigma. And there is a big symbol on this one, not a initial, but just a big black skull with a certain circular pattern around it.
Is that a symbol that I recognize, or a symbol that one of the others might recognize?
Roll your Reichland lore. Plus 10.
I get a 30 out of my target of 51. Oh, if it's plus 10 of 61, so 3 degrees of success.
Get a 27 under 45, 2 degrees of success.
Wonderful, then you both recognize it. At least you think so. It's not a symbol you've seen often, but you have heard rumor of it. The Black Chamber. The Imperial Secret Service. Those who work apparently directly for the Emperor himself, dealing with matters behind closed doors, higher in authority in some cases than even inquisitions of the churches.
Oh, gods.
This goes all the way, huh? All the way to the top.
This is becoming harder to think of a way out.
The top of what?
The Imperial Secret Service, the Black Chamber. And I have to say I'm feeling quite confused now. Because the body you found with this satchel, should we assume that this was Adolphus? Or do we believe Adolphus was one of the individuals that threatened and ran, essentially?
I mean, this was the one leading them, right? He was the one that... I mean, he's the one who's been stalking us since Weisbrook. The others, they... No, this was the lieutenant or the captain. It has to be him.
So, I'm experiencing some confusion, but I'm thinking things are ironing out a little in my head. So, this Adolphus fellow, if not a member of the Black Chamber himself, is an agent in their employ, or was until his horrible death. We have liberated his satchel, which has within it various documents that instructed him to kill or bring in Castor Lieberung. But assassination seems to be very much his thing. He's also the individual we encountered in Weisbrook. So we can hope that the corpse belongs to Adolphus. And yet there is every possibility that his death is going to now point to us as the responsible parties. Now, mixing that up, we have these purple hands, who we encountered, two stops back on the river, who were trying to speak to us and were then fired upon. We could, again, assuming, guess that they were being shot at by Adolphus and his crew, because they seemed to, judging by this letter, have it in for the Purple Hand as well, who we suspect to be a criminal organization. And it could be that the Purple Hand were trying to communicate with us because Lieberung himself was a criminal, being a chaos cultist of some variety.
Indeed, who I happen to be the spitting image of. That's why they wanted to speak to me, because they were sure that I was him.
Yes. So, we're in a tight position, boys. Because the Black Chamber isn't the kind of thing you just walk up to the front desk and say, hey, we just want to prove our innocence, stop hounding us. And likewise, these purple hands aren't going to be the kinds of people we want to become friendly with if they are friendly with chaos cultists.
That's true.
But I do think it is incumbent upon us to prove our innocence in some way, or win the, I guess, support of the Black... I hate to say it. The innocence in the eyes of the Black Chamber, if such a thing is even possible. Because I would wager it's worse to have the utmost extent of law and order hounding you across, well, the world, than a random bevy of chaos cultists. Although neither is a particularly fun proposition. So, I have an idea.
There is, just before you have the idea, one final thing. A brown sort of book. That's the final thing that you haven't read.
What is the brown book?
Opening the brown book, as you're saying that, you notice it seems to be a journal of some kind. You begin scanning through the entries. A lot of it is shorthand, and you notice that a lot of the beginning has blood on it. I don't know how blood got in the satchel, but somehow it must have seeped in somewhere, so an awful lot of the early entries are forever lost, it seems. But the last couple of pages, the dates are recent. First one says, "Confusion. Liberung met with his associates, but pretended not to know them. Perhaps to throw me off the scent. A cunning ploy. Strange. Managed to get the answers from them anyway. He was expected in Altdorf, of course. Somehow this Liberung has friends in many other cells. How is that possible? Something afoot here. Granted, he is a magister impedimante. Makes sense, perhaps. Killed them. Didn't confront the boat yet. For some reason has hired mercenaries, very strange-looking ones. No matter. We'll deal with the boat later." The next entry reads, "Curses. I knew something was amiss. Very clever, Caster. Pretending to be the fool in Altdorf, but in Wisebrook, you showed your true colours once again. Discovered my ploy. Ran before the ambush could be completed. We'll have to wait. Maybe in Bogenhafen some of those mercenaries will disperse. Still not sure who they are, but making notes and sending instructions, just in case. A woman and some man..." And then there are some descriptions of Secreta and Heinrich. The final entry reads as thus: "Once again, Caster has proven himself a master of deceit. Somehow, he withheld his greed and sent an agent to scout the trap. Fuck. Managed to get something from one of the agents, but... I'll have to follow. Have to come up with a new plan. I did have a backup plan. Some people I could hire, but there's no way he'll return to the trap now. I'll have to come up with something new. But I'll follow this idiot and see what happens. Mark my words, Caster. I will finally bring you to justice. You will be brought before your betters. You will reveal your secrets of the Purple Hand, and then we will see all of you burn. Sigma willing. Praise his name." And that's the last entry.
Oh, how poetic. He must have written this probably within minutes of his untimely demise.
Unless he meant that he had seen the agent come in before, meaning you, Heinrich, right? And he was sure that I would never go back there, and then he went back there.
Yes.
That was very unexpected of us. We are, of course, well, I am apparently the master of deceit, so I've got that going for me.
It does occur to you, Heinrich, that, oh, maybe when he left, let you be, he probably just kept following you, didn't he?
Well, of course. I don't know that in the time, considering I'm the idiot, but it makes sense in hindsight.
Yes. Well, we certainly know a lot more now about what was actually going on, who these people were, who the Purple Hand are, and, well, we don't really know who they are, but we know that they're involved and why they were trying to contact me. We know what the Black Chamber are trying to accomplish, and we know that they will, of course, continue to pursue us. So, yes, it does leave us with the question of what to do next, and your suggestion, Siegfried, is that we would somehow attempt to prove our innocence to the Black Chamber?
Well... And I am just spooling off thoughts and ideas here, gentlemen. So do know that you can critique, and I will not take it personally. As I say, we have a pair of options. In one hand, I see it as we can attempt to find some kind of Imperial representative, explain ourselves, and hope that we can fall upon the Emperor's mercy. However, my feeling is if we try and do this, we are likely to end up in some cell somewhere if they believe anything we're saying, and we may not see the light of day again, especially not you, Castor. So the other option, which I think is dangerous, but potentially it serves us in a couple of ways, is we infiltrate these purple hands, we continue the deception, but we aim it at a different party now, essentially. Instead of trying to claim gold from the bank, we are now trying to claim a cult from its vanished leader, and we destroy it from within, deliver some heads to the guards or someone of note, and say, look what we've done. Now, this is obviously a very brutal option, I admit. But I do think there's a couple of things to be said in its favour. A few, even. One is, I think if we keep running, we're going to end up exhausted and constantly looking over our shoulders. It's time that we address this situation head on. Two, this is a potential way of not only getting these purple-handed folks off our backs, not that they're really on them right now, but it's another bother to have a cult following us around thinking that you're their leader, and also, obviously, clear our names. But three, and it's not something I talk about often, there's a certain moral cleansing that comes with putting a group like this to the torch. I'm not an inquisitor myself, and I have no aspirations of being one. But we have been attempting a wholly corrupt endeavour for our own self-enrichment, and if you're the kind of individual that believes the gods judge these things fairly harshly, we are reaping what we have sown. You know, we could have just rode on without any of this subterfuge. This is a way of setting the scales right again on our own souls, if you believe in that kind of thing.
Heinrich, what's going through your mind? Siegfried's saying lots of very clever things, but what does this all mean to you? What are you thinking about all this information you've just heard?
I'm the last person in the room, perhaps the entire inn or the entire city, who thinks that infiltrate the secret cult is the obvious correct thing to do. On the other hand, it's only a matter of time before Adolphus's co-conspirators find the body and blame it on my chaos sorcerer friend. I unfortunately agree with Siegfrieda that walking into the office of the Emperor's personal anti-chaos guards is going to lead to anything more than pain, suffering, and a forced confession. So, I mean, all the facts are there. I'm just doing the slow, slow work of convincing myself it's not an even worse idea. And before I can come on entirely, I have to ask out loud. What's to say we can't just let it go?
You mean just run away from all this?
As far as we need to, as far as we can? The Reichlands are a big place, and there can't be that many of these black hands wandering around.
Yeah, I think you mean purple hands and black chambers, which is also, coincidentally, Heinrich, something that you would get if you continue smoking that thick tobacco. Sorry, that's a medical joke. You'd get black chambers and purple. It doesn't matter. Carry on.
Whoever's putting whatever hand in whatever chamber, the point is, we're dealing with people on both sides of this who are terrible. And I'm struggling to see what we gain from, aside from spiritual salvation apparently, what we gain from actually entreating with chaos worshippers, as opposed to just, you know, on paper for money.
one thing's for sure, Kruger. Whether you infiltrate a cult, whether you go and prove your innocence to very secretive individuals, whether you just buckle down and run away, they all need coin. And you just spend an awful lot on getting a bunch of disguises and a bunch of inns and meals, and you are expecting a very large payout that now is not coming.
Yeah, that's true. We're going to need to find some way of keeping ourselves afloat. I don't know what to do. We could go back to your friend on the Barabel, perhaps. See if we can catch a ride to the next place. Or do what you're saying, Siegfried, and try and contact the Purple Hand. See if we can infiltrate them and deliver them unto the Emperor.
Look, I hate to be the aspirational one, I say, closing the satchel and standing up from the bed that I was sat on. But does not the idea of skipping from town to town on a boat, trying to evade pursuers, living a life of hand to mouth, or, I guess, the honourable and, of course, legal life of being a boatman, which is nothing to sniff at, but don't you think that's a bit beneath our capabilities? I think, and maybe I have a better sense of myself than the two of you, but when I first came to know the two of you on that squalid carriage ride, I thought I was looking at people with adventure in their hearts who thought we could go out and claim a reputation or a fortune or something of that ilk. And the very idea of us just keeping our heads down and moving from place to place, we might as well, or in your case, you might as well put down your sword right now, because you would be living a life of anonymity until someone caught up to you and slit your throat, thinking that you were someone else. Your name wouldn't even be on your headstone if you were lucky enough to have one. You would be commemorated as Castor Lieberung, and you would be nothing.
You're right. You're right. You're right. There's no way to hide from this. I mean, no good way, anyways. It will catch up with me sooner or later. And, I mean, this is my fate, my destiny. This is supposed to be the thing that makes my life come together and makes me find who I'm supposed to be in this world. Yeah. All right. I'm with you. My blade is yours, I guess.
Oh, I don't want it, but I appreciate the gesture.
Oh, I can't believe I'm going along with this. Oh, but in the future, I'm going to say it's quite unfair when you start talking to me about glory. I don't appreciate that, but well, okay. Well, we're not going to track down any chaos cults with, 15 silver between us? Is there anything perhaps less dangerous we can do to get our traveling money together so we can go stick our hands in the Purple Chamber?
I mean, the answer is myriad of things. You are currently in a town in the height of a festival. But perhaps you're not going to achieve anything tonight other than hunger. You're all quite hungry now, and you do hear someone calling downstairs something along the lines of, "Festival stew! Festival stew! Everyone come and get your festival stew on the house!"
On the house?
How quickly our fortunes have fallen to throwing coins around like they were going out of fashion to looking for charity stew. But yes, let's fill our stomachs and get some sleep.
Yeah, 20,000 crowns. Whatever happened to that? Well, stew it is.
So the three of you go downstairs to help yourself to some of the stew being given out to the various patrons. Smells quite good. Carrot stew, perhaps. Then go down you do and begin helping yourself to some food. And it's then that something very strange and very unexpected happens. Everyone roll a perception check. Let's see who notices it.
I have rolled a 16 under 43, so 3 success levels.
I've rolled a 77 over 43. I do not notice it.
Then, Kruger and Siegfrieda, you wearily sit down and begin enjoying your food. But it's you, Heinrich, who, perhaps feeling a little restless, after all tonight you were almost in a fight, but you didn't actually get to fight anyone. You kind of just look around, and there's some commotion at the front of the tavern. Some people shouting. What are they shouting? Something along the lines of, "Stop it! Stop it! Stop that!" And then the doors burst open. But it's confusing, because the door bursts open and you don't see anyone. But then you hear something, and you hear a lot of people at the front of the tavern begin to scream. And then you see it. A very short little thing is running into the tavern. It has green skin, a very long sharp nose, long sharp ears, and three legs. Is that a goblin here in the middle of a tavern? And as you're kind of noticing this weird sight, the goblin in question looks at you, just barrels through your legs, screaming, "Am I away, Shumi? Am I away?" What do you do, Heinrich?
I am shocked for many reasons. I don't think I've even seen a picture of a goblin, let alone one in real life. Second, we've apparently made friends, and that's not fine with me. I'm going to, I guess, spin as it splits under my legs to turn around and, like, whoa, slow down, what is going on?
There is a great deal of commotion. You notice this as well now, Siegfrieda and Kruger, as the soup bowl is suddenly spilled over, flooding the floor. Several chairs are thrown in the air, and several patrons begin screaming, shouting, as a goblin runs past everyone, quickly heading to a back exit from this tavern. You then notice, arriving at the entrance to the tavern, a man. He's dressed in very fine travelling clothes, big leather jacket, has a massive top hat with a red feather in it, and he kind of just runs in, screaming, No, my dears, don't panic anyone, don't panic, he's harmless, just grab him, someone grab him! And then you can see, coming from behind this man, several members of the watch. What do the three of you do?
Is he too fast for me to spin and grab? He's already gone at this point by the time the man is shouting, I assume?
Indeed, you can just see it pushing open a door that leads outside and quickly stumbling out into the street with its three legs. Three legs? That's odd and usual.
Would like to guess I can spot money without a perception check, so when I see the man dressed well, now I'm thinking, all right, I'm going to sprint off after the goblin.
Roll an athletics check.
I'm pretty good at that. Not good enough today. 73 over 49. Can I re-roll that?
You certainly can.
Let's see if it's any better. I'll take that. It's no success levels. It's 48 under 49.
Heinrich, you sprint out that door, quickly moving past panicking patrons and diving out into the night air. Kruger, Siegfrieda, everything's happening very quickly. What do? You see Heinrich just run off, and then quickly following him, this man in a top hat, and then quickly following them, a bunch of watchmen coming in and going, "Everyone, calm down, the situation's under control, quick, get to the exit, someone!"
I'll rush after Heinrich, not wanting him to end up in trouble. He might need my assistance.
I let my head fall into my hands, the food having spilled all over the floor, watching this take place through my fingers like some god-awful jester's display, with loads of people in costume chasing themselves around a tavern and then out again. With a sigh, I get up, ensure that I still have my dagger, I do, and more or less walk out with all the weight of tiredness, exhaustion, and frustration on my shoulders.
And so you two begin following, although to be fair, Heinrich has the lead on you. Heinrich, you dive out into the night, following this goblin. It's a goblin. It's wearing a little bit of a raggedy kind of cloak, and that's about it, really. Otherwise, it's practically naked with these free legs. As it runs, it's almost like it's circling on itself repeatedly. It's rather unusual. But you do your best to catch up with it just before it arrives at the wall. Again, Bogenhafen is surrounded by a very big, very reasonably well-built wall. And you are just on the outskirts of said wall. There's a sewer drain here. You just catch up with the goblin in time to see it quickly dart into the sewer drain. As it does, it turns round to look at you, blows its tongue out at you, and screeches, "Goblin's best! You be stupid!" And then it goes, wincing a little as it does so, because it seems like maybe one of its legs gets trapped for a second, but then it's gone, just as you get to that sewage cover. You can reach a hand through, but you can't get through there.
And I'm not going to. I know that miasma's what causes disease, and all the miasma's down there. Ugh. Kicking up rocks at this point. I'm not going to chase down into God knows what alone. So, presuming that Siegfrieda and Kruger are not too far on my heels, they'll find me yelling, "He's down in the sewers!"
And so, Siegfrieda and Kruger, you'll catch up with your friend, glancing down at this sewer drain, where a goblin of all things has darted into the sewers of Bogenhafen. Behind you, a man with a top hat and guards begin to approach. This is an unusual situation, Kruger, but something tells you there might be some coin in it. At least you hope so.
You have listened to an episode of Red Moon Roleplaying, where we play the legendary campaign The Enemy Within for Warhammer Fantasy Roleplay 4th Edition, published by Cubicle 7. In this first part of the series, we are tackling Book 1, Enemy in Shadows. Joining us as players in this series are none other than Aaron Hammonds from Queen's Court Games and our dear friend Matthew Dawkins. The music was made by Flowers for Body Snatchers, Word Clock, Metatron Omega, Aegir Sonus, Apocryphus, Halgrath, and Northumbria, featuring a number of collaborations with other artists, and was used with permission from their label, Cryochamber. Check out their website at cryochamber.bandcamp.com or their YouTube channel for some moody dark ambient. We would like to give massive thanks to our champions of the Red Moon, Martin Hoyschelbert, Nastasha Rollerson, Simon Cooper, David, Julia, Camilla, Bob Lange, Julian, Cameron, Xavier, and Anchon for their generous support. And we would of course also like to thank all of our other patrons. Without your support, the show would not be possible. If you want to support our work, please check us out on Patreon. You can get access to bonus campaigns for Cult Divinity Lost and Coriolis there, as well as get early and raw access to all of our recordings. You can also hear your name read on the show as a champion of the Red Moon, as well as play Cult with us. Most importantly, that support is what keeps the show going, so do check us out there. Thank you again for listening, and remember, Skaven are definitely not real.